coming up on this special Mega Man 2 episode of Emulate This, featuring
Bubble Man, Air Man, Quick Man, Heat Man, Wood Man, Metal Man, Flash Man, Crash Man, Dr. Wily, and Mega Man. They're all here.
We're also going to do Name That Tune. Mike has some music queued up. Rory, Eric, and I will try to figure out where in the game that music came from. And then we're also going to talk a shitload, of course, about Mega Man 2. All right, let's start the show. This is shit. Start! Welcome to this live recording of Emulate This, high atop Easton Road in Horsham. What's up, guys?
That was tense.
Yeah, that was ridiculous getting that thing working there.
And my fucking mute button was on. That was tense.
Yeah. Wow. So how you guys doing? Eric, what's up?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm a little confused. We're having a lot of audio issues here.
We are. But we're off to a start now.
Yeah, it's not my department,
We hit a few bumps.
Right.
It's not even audio issues. It's a stupid computer.
Stupid fucking computer. Did you press the any key?
No.
Oh, that's what you got to do.
We'll have to press escape.
Oh, okay.
Mike, how you doing? You look good in your Mega Man 2 shirt, which is fitting.
I am ready.
Yes. All the mans. Yes. All the mans on it.
All the men.
It's like the opening...
Brady Bunch.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch.
Right.
Uh-huh. Here's a story.
Uh-huh.
And a man named Airman.
He had a fucking windmill in his grill.
And Rory, what's up? The one with the bionic finger today.
Oh, yeah.
It was a sex injury, I heard.
Yeah.
I sprained...
finger-banging dudes.
I sprained a finger finger-banging dudes.
That's Rory's peripheral. That we talked about. That's one of the shitty peripherals from last week.
I will have this shitty peripheral for probably a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
sometimes a sprain is worse than a break.
Mm. I'll live. I'll be all right.
You'll be all right. Real quick. Speaking of peripherals and Rory's peripheral.
Yes.
I saw a show. I wish I would have seen this before we did the last show.
Did you call the network?
No. I wish I would have saw this. It was a dude, okay, who was blind. All right.
Okay.
No, he wasn't blind. He was colorblind.
Okay.
Couldn't see any color. Could never see any color his whole life.
Changes the whole story.
So what they did was they put a tube in the back of his head connected to him like a microchip.
What?
They went into his brain.
Was it a computer?
Fiber optics?
It might have been. I don't know. Here's what it was. Yeah, it was probably fiber optics. Probably. But it was a tube that went out the back of his head. Went over the top of his head. He looked like an angler fish.
He looked like the Matrix.
Was there a light on the end of it?
Or Seaman. He might look like Seaman.
Seaman?
Dreamcast.
Okay.
Yeah, he had the snorkel going over the top of his head. Basically what it
did. He was a snork.
This sensor. Yeah.
Yes.
This sensor allowed him to see color. What it would do, it would play like a frequency. So when he saw like the color blue, like he was standing in front of a wall. It was real colorful. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, this wall is very musical. And he's like, because it's playing all these weird frequencies, you know, going through the sensor.
Right.
So now what happens is, now he dreams in color.
Oh.
So he can't see in color. He doesn't really hear that thing in color because it plays frequencies.
But he knows what the color looks like.
He doesn't hear in color?
I should hope
no,
not.
I guess
is he on acid?
Wait, you hear in color.
We all see color, that's what he does. When you dream, I assume all of our dreams are in color. But if you were always colorblind and you've never seen color...
Then you would never dream in color.
That's a good question. Do you dream or can you imagine colors if you've never seen...
Well, if you know what it looks like. If you know what it looks like. He's saying now he knows what it looks like.
But now he does.
Now he dreams in color.
That's what he's saying.
How weird is it? So that's how he sees in color.
Is this fucking him up?
He has to dream. No, he loves it.
I bet.
He's like an artist up in New York.
Hmm.
Oh, it's good now.
Yeah.
If he's an artist.
Yeah.
Makes for some.
That's a heartwarming story.
Yeah.
That's a peripheral.
Warms the cockles of my heart.
Absolutely. Other than that, we have a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about this show in a second. This is a Mega Man...
Spectacular-centric.
Mega Man 2. This is a Mega Man 2.
Exactly. Mega Man 2.
The best Mega Man.
And it's one of the reasons we started podcasting. Mega Man
This
2.
Is the reason I started playing fucking games.
Yeah, yep.
When I was a wee tyke.
Absolutely. Right. One of my favorite games. I mean, it's nostalgic. It's great.
This game goes back and forth between my favorite game of all time and my second favorite game of all time.
Okay, it flip-flops with what?
Mario 3.
Mario 3?
Mm.
Okay, anyone else?
Mario 2.
Mario 2 what?
Mario 2 is far superior.
Oh, God.
Far superior than Mega Man 2.
Don't give him any ammunition.
So, yeah, since the show is focused all around Mega Man 2, we're going to do Name That Tune, where Mike has some songs on cue, and he's going to play some music from the game.
And this makes sense, right? Because, I mean, rather than, you know, rehash the awesomeness of this fucking soundtrack,
right,
let's
right.
just do an
we
entire...
get to play the music.
Let's just play all these fucking songs and see if we know where they're from.
Absolutely. One of the best gaming soundtracks of all time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
We should have, like, a 5-second minimum. So that we can hear the song.
I was thinking about, like, having that rule, but I don't know.
And then, right.
It could go long.
It could go super long.
And then
I'd like to name this tune in 20 seconds.
From end to end.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
Loop that shit.
Once it's over, I'll take my guess.
And then after the game, Name That Tune, we'll talk Mega Man 2 for the rest of the show. So we should have a good time.
So for our listeners, hopefully you like Mega Man 2.
Yeah, if you don't like Mega Man 2, you're fucked.
You might want to stop listening.
Just go back to an older episode. Well, wait, no, I take that back. Don't go back to an older episode.
Yeah, stay away from the older stuff.
Because everything from 10 to 1 kind of sucks.
Kind of like that Echo the Dolphin episode.
That's 11.
Yeah. Oh, is that 11?
That's 11,
What
yeah.
was 10?
Who fucking cares?
Wish I knew what 10 was.
Dark Souls?
Was it Dark Souls?
Dark Souls
was,
Dark Souls was 5.
You got to crawl before you can walk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah.
I was listening to a lot of the old stuff today just to kind of...
Were you?
Yeah. The Punch-Out one is okay.
Did it make your ears bleed?
It's fun. It's got
the Punch-Out one's okay.
It's got its moments.
That's about it.
Yeah. Other than that,
the Dark Souls one was good,
too. I can't drive, so I'm going to walk all over you.
And the virtual reality one was good, too, when we had Cliff on. That was a good episode.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
That was like episode 6.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I digress.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's digress and move on to the Odyssey.
Sorry.
Welcome to the Odyssey on Mother's Day.
Welcome. It's good to be here at the Odyssey, Ryan. It's good to be here.
I miss the Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's always a little warm in the Odyssey.
It is a little warm today. Yeah, yeah. We are on the third floor.
It's a damn meat sauna in this room. Jesus.
It is. It's brutal.
It's actually not that bad.
It will
be. By the time we're talking about Wiley level 3, it's going
to
be stinky.
It's going to get toasty.
Just like Wiley level 3, how it's all dank and... sewagey.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have acid dripping from the ceiling.
Yeah, right. It's ball sweat dripping from the ceiling.
Ball sweat.
Sorry.
Rory, start off.
That would
the
be
Odyssey.
An accomplishment if we could pull that off.
Okay. So I have been playing a game called Elevator Action Returns from MAME. It was just recently added to the Pi compatible games via the update to Final Burn Alpha.
What was the title? Elevator what?
Elevator Action Returns.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird because the original Elevator Action, which is from the 80s, is not compatible with the Pi yet. Well, it is, I believe, on MAME, but not Final Burn Alpha. There was a new update to Final Burn Alpha about, I think it was Valentine's Day or something like that. It was, now it's version 2.2.98.40. So a lot of Taito games, this is a Taito game, were added in this update. And it kind of plays kind of like shit, but it plays perfect in MAME.
Right, right.
Awesome game. So basically, does anybody know anything about Elevator Action?
No.
It's basically like, I don't want to say it's a single screen arcade game, like kind of like Pac-Man, but it's similar to that, except it does scroll vertically. Like there's 40 floors and you're like a spy secret agent and you're trying to go from the roof to the basement. And then you get into a car and you do it all over again on the next building.
Well, that sounds cool.
It's fun, yeah.
So, it's an old game.
Well, this one, the update really updated the graphics, and it made it like definitely more fluid.
Okay.
And it has like a nicer presentation. The original Elevator Action, which is still a good game, is kind of blocky, and it's definitely 80s. It's very early Taito. And it's quick. It has guns. You can hide in doors. The point is to get like secret information on. So you have to go into red doors. There's like 4 or 5 red doors on every building. You have to weasel your way down. And like the elevators aren't a straight shot like an actual building. Like they only go down 2 floors. So you have to get off the elevator, walk left or right a couple of feet, and pick a new elevator or steps. And, you know, there's, like, people trying to kill you, and they have guns, and there's dogs. There's automated guns.
Fucking dogs.
Elevated Action Returns is definitely recommended. You know, you it's a great game.
Cool.
It's one of those arcade games that are, like, again, it's single screen, but it scrolls vertically.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't recommend it enough. It's a great game.
Sounds fun. I'll check it out. All right, Mike, how about you?
Dude, I've been all over the place. I've been playing, we're going to be reviewing A Link to the Past. Mm-hmm. I've been playing that. I have, and you know what? This is a game where I'm really sorry. It's like, yeah, I totally missed out on this when I was a kid. Because, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's more than a classic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking great. It holds up. It really holds up.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that. I think that's next episode. We'll be talking about A Link to the Past. I have been playing Mega Man 2. I played it 5 different ways this week. We'll probably get into that.
Fancy.
I've also been playing, continuing the Wily's Revenge on Game Boy that I've been playing for a while. I've been playing Dragon Warrior. Still been playing that one. And I've been playing Earthbound. I put Earthbound aside a little bit. I got to that maze when you're underground.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Well, I did. So
which one?
Mike puts baby in a corner.
The monkey maze or the dungeon man maze? Are you in the sand level?
Yeah.
So it's dungeon man.
Where you're fighting all the moles. Like mole number 3 and mole number 3 and mole number 3.
I think you're
in. And then you keep getting poisoned. That's the problem. I keep getting poisoned. Ugh. So I was just like, all right, we're doing A Link to the Past, so I gotta, you know, get that done. So yeah, I put that aside. I'm still gonna play it, but I did have to put that down a little bit. I'm almost finished Dragon Warrior.
Okay, how's that going?
It's just a grind, dude.
Really?
It's a grind. I mean, I don't hate it. I like it. I'd probably at this point give it maybe like a C+. But I'm this far into it. Yeah. I gotta finish it.
I give you props for playing it because it's pretty primitive.
It's very primitive.
Yeah, I don't.
But you know what, Ryan? You know what, Ryan?
I can't do it.
I kind of feel like I'm glad it's. I'm kind of glad it's like that for me. The simplicity of it, I like. Like you get spells and they're called hurt. Oh, I wonder what that does. Or heal.
Right.
I wonder what that does. You know what I mean? Yeah. No weird spells. And the only problem I have with it is just the amount of grinding you have to do. Like you have to do almost like 2 sessions of grinding before get up to another level or another because you want to buy a shield or some shit like that.
Okay.
That's the only problem I have with it. And the amount of fighting, it's just endless fighting. So, I mean, I was like drunk as shit the other day with like I'm like, you know, sitting in the chair with the controller up like this, just going A. So well,
this is fun.
This is a lot of fun. Yeah. But then something happens in the game where you kind of like find a way that you were confused about, and you're like, that's really awesome.
Right.
It's not cryptic at all. Holy shit.
B.
Yeah, it's not cryptic at all, which is nice. Like you go through towns and you know people tell you things and they actually mean something.
Right,
so that was cool. I was so conditioned by the shittiness of Simon's Quest that whenever I see like text from somebody in an NES game, I'm always like, bullshit. Mm. But this game, like, they actually mean it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
All right. How about you?
Well, I've been playing Bloodborne morning, noon, and night for the PS4. It's an obsession. It is.
You're getting real sucked into it.
Yeah. It's the main reason I bought a PS4 was for this. It's a Dark Souls game, for anybody who doesn't know, in everything but name. Mm-hmm. It plays a lot faster.
It's more urban.
Well, yeah. Well, the first part is for sure. Yeah. And that's another thing is the detail in these castles and whatever is amazing. It's the most detailed Souls game I've played. And the atmosphere it creates is, and I know it's not recency bias, I don't think, but it's the first game since BioShock to give me that kind of like atmosphere. Like there's people wailing in the background and there's babies crying and there's people laughing maniacally and the whole thing is just insane.
Okay.
And I guess the setting is like a Victorian England / Transylvania Gothic thing.
Huh.
And it's very impressive.
Mixed in with the H.P. Lovecraft aliens from another universe.
Yeah, kind of something like.
Well, what's that?
I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, what's that? I don't know who H.P. Lovecraft is.
You know what?
Is.
Cthulhu is?
Of course.
Cthulhu?
Yes. Metallica. Yes. Call of Cthulhu.
Let's, yes. Well, let's get real. That's H.P. Lovecraft. It's about aliens from another planet that look like squid or octopus.
Yeah,
well,
there's a couple enemies that look like that. And the enemies are really well designed. There's a lot of really great
How
enemies.
Far are you into the game?
I'm more than halfway, I think. If I had any... Well, so anyway, back to how it plays. It's a lot faster. And normally, I play the Souls games with a sword board. Sword and board. Sword and a shield. There are no shields in this. So I've had to adapt the way I play. It's all about dodging.
Okay.
Plays a lot faster. The attacks are faster. So I've had to get used to that. Also, I usually play with, you know, fairly heavy armor. There are probably 10 suits of armor in this game, and they're all light. You know, they lend towards the fast, pace of it. And there's only like 10 weapons, too. There's like 10 weapons and 10 suits, whereas in... all the Dark Souls games, there's like 50 of each.
Okay.
You know, I mean, they have to cut corners somewhere. They're only selling this to one platform. PS4 is the only place you can get it. You can't even get it on PC. So, you know, at some point they're like, okay, we can't invest too much in this. We're only selling it you know, one group of people.
Oh.
But,
cool.
It's badass. Yeah, I'm on, I just beat Rom, which is a huge slug that spawns spiders that are fucking cocksuckers.
Okay. That's a boss?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's like a little, supposedly I'm a little more than halfway through. There aren't as many bosses in it. It doesn't feel like to me as there were. Now, I'm only halfway through, so I don't know how many more are after this. But by now, I would have fought it like 12 bosses in Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm.
I've only fought like five or six.
You finished Dark Souls 3, right?
Oh, yeah.
I have a question for you guys. If you're playing a game that's, that's 40 hours, I guess it depends on the game, but if you're playing a game that's 40 hours, generally, how long does that take you?
Oh, you mean like actual days?
Actual days.
Well, it depends how much I have to do.
Okay.
Usually.
And I guess how good the game is.
Well, how good it is. Yeah. If like, you know, when I get home from work, it's the first thing I want to do, and I want to do it until, you know.
I would think pre-baby, it would have been no more than 2 weeks.
Yes.
Really?
Pre-baby. Post-baby?
Oh, months.
Months.
Yeah.
With an S. Yeah.
Yeah.
It took me, for Red Dead, it took me almost like 2 to 3, I think it was like 3 months. To finish.
Okay.
There was no reason for that. Well, there was a reason. They're called,
I believe there's two reasons for it.
Yeah. They're called twins.
it took me a long time, too.
Daddy, I'm hungry. I have to pick wildflowers.
No, it took me a long time to do Red Dead because I took my time.
Yeah.
Right.
I wasn't trying to rush through the game.
That's, you know, also, I mean? It's way bigger. Red Dead is way bigger than this game.
Right. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Cool.
But, yeah.
All right, real quick. You know what I played a lot of this week? It's an old game. Mike, you might have even talked about it on the show. I played a shitload of Defender.
The arcade?
Holy shit.
The arcade.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm saying, probably put about 6 hours into the game this week.
Yeah, it's fun.
Because you get so addicted. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, there's not many games that you get on that edge of your seat because you have to react so fast to what's going on the screen.
And let me ask you something. I mean, I was so used to the 2600 version. With the arcade, did they have the little radar up at the top as well?
Yeah, they all do.
That's awesome. That was like one of the first games, I think, to ever implement that kind of a feature.
It's really neat. And I played it on all the platforms. Genesis, Super Nintendo. I wanted to match them all up.
Right, like right.
I played Defender 2 also. Did you play that one?
No.
Yeah. So I think Defender 2, I think it had like a portal you could go into. I'm not really sure what the hell it did. Because sometimes I would just beat the level.
Right.
I finished the first wave or whatever.
Sure.
And I wasn't really sure when I beat the wave. It would just say, you beat the first wave.
You got to get rid of... Well, I know with the 2600, you just have to get rid of all the enemies
on the screen.
That's
pretty much what I do. Yeah. But I wasn't sure if there was a certain like enemy I had to go after first. So I would just kill everyone.
You have to reach 88 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And then, then you enter.
And you get more points for saving all the humanoids.
You do, yeah. So when they pick the guy up.
Right.
If they go too high and they fall, the flux capacitor.
Yeah, they fall and they die. You lose them, yeah.
Yeah, they die.
Or if you let them go all the way up to the top, they turn into those little fuck nuts.
Right, the real fast
go all around the fucking screen and it's impossible to shoot them.
They wipe you out. The other great thing about the game, the sound effects might be some of the best sound effects I've ever heard in a fucking video game.
Sure.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's a good game.
It's a really cool game.
Missile Command's got great sound effects.
Missile Command is amazing. Talk about a addicting. Dude, play Missile Command. I think it's way better than Defender.
I played it this week.
Yeah.
I still like...
you like Defender more?
Yeah, I like Defender a little bit more. Yeah, I just like the radar. I like how you can zoom around. It's bad. I like the speed of it.
The port to the 2600 is... It's kind of impressive on how they were able to do that with just a button and a joystick. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, So just play the arcade any day.
Yeah, the arcade and even the 16-bit, because it doesn't take a lot of power to run them.
Right.
You know, the
right.
Genesis and Super Nintendo are damn near identical to the arcade. There's really no difference.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so. But yeah, so that's pretty much it there. Oh, before we close out, Mike, you went to a big concert this weekend. Metallica.
I did.
Yeah, somebody mentioned Metallica a few minutes ago.
Speaking of metal. Said Cthulhu.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of metal, man.
How was that, by the way?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Okay, well, real fast, because we got a lot of Mega Man 2 to talk about.
Yes, we do.
It was the worst sounding show I've ever been to in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah.
I don't think that,
the sound production or the band.
Yes.
The band
was the band was fine.
Really?
I think.
You couldn't tell. How do you know?
Ryan, I couldn't hear solos.
Really?
It was all mashed just
up.
Like,
oh,
it was
my
just,
God.
So it was at the Link.
Right.
And for those who
I might have
listen,
paid to hear them go, blah.
For those who are listening who don't know what the Link is, the Link is a football stadium that the Eagles play in. And it's designed to keep sound in so the stadium is loud. Mm-hmm. So you have a metal band, a fast metal band, that's just like the sound is just bouncing all over the place.
Wow.
And it was like even going in and out. Yeah. Horrible echo.
And you're probably, I mean, I'm not an acoustic expert, but certain sounds probably go up sooner than other ones. And it's open. It's not like you're in like an indoor arena.
No, yeah.
You
know, it's open.
A lot of the sound's escaping and a lot of it's staying in. Yeah. So you're probably,
they might as well have been playing in the Grand Canyon, man. That's how bad it sounded. Yeah. It was, I mean, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Me and the guys that I went with, we had a lot of fun and
it's cool.
Yeah.
That's a shame though. It sounds like a money grab. Like,
there's no reason for them to play.
No,
that.
They have really enough isn't. Money. Do
right,
an indoor
right.
stadium, or
seriously.
Do something a little smaller, something that's designed.
Or do what Pearl Jam does. Like Pearl Jam was here, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, and they played. They played the place in Camden.
Yeah,
they changed
the
name every
whatever
five like minutes.
Yeah, I can't remember.
They played. They played two shows there. Mm-hmm. Just fucking do that.
Yeah.
Just play two shows.
Right.
Don't
yeah.
play at the fucking Link. That's what the football team plays there. Just fucking leave that alone.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So now I'm nervous. I'm going to see Roger Waters in August, and he's playing at Citizens Bank where the Phillies play. Now, I know that's half the size, but I'm still a little nervous on the sound.
Could be the same problem.
Because I love fucking Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to need... like high quality.
Well,
sound.
I saw Springsteen there last summer. And
right,
they sounded great.
Really,
you know.
Now, real quick, I'm sorry we keep going on about this, but real quick,
sorry.
Eric, you saw Springsteen. You were on the floor for that.
I was in the grass.
I'm wondering if the sound sounded better if you're on the because we were pretty high. You know, I don't know if it sounded shittier if you're up high, but it shouldn't, man.
No,
was it jam packed?
It was pretty crowded.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty crowded.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, let's, what do you say we get in to name that legally distinct tune? Isn't that how
right.
we usually say it?
Mega Man 2 tune.
Name that legally distinct video game tune.
Absolutely. Mm. All right.
You can't say the name of the thing that's copyrighted and just say legally distinct. It doesn't work like that.
That's the first tune. Did you get it?
That's right. The way we play this game, Mike plays clips of, the game music. Rory, Eric, and I'll wager how many seconds we think, we'll need to get it right.
Yeah. All know how Name That Tune works.
Yes, we all know. We've done it a few times.
Poorly,
all right.
Poorly.
Well, let's get started here.
I've never lost.
That's true.
Rory,
Rory
never lost.
3-0?
3-0, motherfuckers.
Unbelievable.
I don't have any prayer here, so I'm rooting for Ryan. Let's go, Ryan.
I know. Let's
get a win. Let's get something.
Fuck Rory.
Woo! Talk about bad bets. All right. Here we go.
All right. Who's going to go first? Eric, you want to go first?
Yeah.
I might as well.
All right, so we're going to do
Eric go first.
Our little wager here.
Pass to the left, don't front. I'm going to go with 4 seconds.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go with 2 seconds.
Wow.
I'll do 3.
How about it?
Ryan's got it. Right. This is going to be a piece of cake, guys.
All right,
we're
guys.
Just taking our headphones off. You don't have to turn us down.
It's fine, Ryan. It's hot in here.
It's hot in here.
All right, go ahead.
2 seconds.
Okay, you ready?
I am ready. All right, that's the stage select screen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
You have a score.
All right, Eric, can you hear anything?
I can hear now.
I hear.
All right.
Yes, it's a bonus.
No, we're moving on to the next one.
We're moving on.
Yeah.
So Ryan, seconds. Your first bid.
All right, I'm going to go 3 seconds.
I'll take 4.
Man, give me 2.
2?
Wow.
Eric
goes first.
I'm feeling frisky.
You ready?
All right, me and Rory.
Let's do it. Is that Quick Man?
Whoopsie, James.
Oh, you're wrong. All right. All right. That's not the all right.
Oh,
well. So.
Oh, oh man.
There,
there you go.
All right. So, what did I take? I took three, Rory.
You took three.
You
I took
four.
All
right.
Last.
All right. So, Rory is off. All right.
What a fucking debacle.
All right.
The show is such a debacle. It defies description.
The name Neptunes.
All right. You ready?
All right. Go ahead. That's Metal Man. Oh, yeah.
He is sweeping this mofo.
Damn, damn right.
All right, I'm first.
Ryan, you lowered my headphones accidentally.
Oh, sorry, Mike. There you go.
Now, can you lower mine a little?
Now they're way too loud, man.
All right, you're going to go there.
Okay, thank you.
I gotta drop you down.
That's better. Thank you.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
I have got to play some catch up here.
Yeah,
so
you do.
I'm going to do 2 seconds.
Ah, man. Two's not enough for me. Give me three.
All right, I'll go four.
All right.
All right, so Rory's up.
I'm up. No, I don't have
any
sound.
That was my fault. Go ahead.
Stop playing with the sound.
Stop playing with the sound, doofus.
I like switches and buttons.
I know you do.
Clearly.
Okay, ready?
It's not a vacuum, Ryan.
Ready?
All right, go. That is Bubble Man.
Whoopsie daisy.
Seriously?
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Is that wrong? Seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
Got it wrong. I said four?
You said four. I said
really? I said three. So complex.
I said three.
Seriously?
I can't
believe it.
God damn it.
Why, I don't have to take mine off.
No, no, you're good.
I've lost. I don't believe
3
that.
Seconds?
Go. Is that Crash Man?
Whoopsie daisy.
God damn.
Oh, I have an opportunity here. All right.
Wow.
Opportunity.
Wow.
Ready?
Yes, go ahead. All right, do it again.
You don't get it again. You
get the 4 seconds or however many, and that's it.
That's Woodman.
Whoopsie daisy.
Is it Airman?
Airman. Oh, it was Airman.
Assman.
All right.
Yeah.
I got you guys on that one. I'm surprised. Airman. All right. Let's.
Yeah. Well, that's my least favorite level.
The level's a little tricky.
Yeah.
I don't like the heads.
I don't like the jumping. Yeah, the heads with the spike heads.
And that was Woodman, right?
What, the one we just
Airman.
Did?
Oh, Airman. I'm sorry.
Airman. Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Who's next?
Right. Eric's bid.
Give me three. 3 seconds.
Ryan.
All right, I'm gonna go 2.
Ooh,
do I get 1? I gotta get a point here. I can't let
get
Ryan.
Anything
I'll
out
put
of
your
1 though.
Back up against the wall here. That's what I'm doing.
Fuck it, 1. Let's do it.
Oh no,
hit spin. It.
All right,
spin the wheel.
Hit it, Brendan.
Ready?
Not ready. That's Bubble Man.
There he is.
Got it. I got it. I win.
All right, Rory's on the board.
That's pretty impressive. That's, you got that in 1 second. Oh, honestly,
yeah. 2-1, Rory. Eric, you got one yet? No.
No, I guess I guess first last time. I have no. Oh, do I have any points?
Yeah,
fuck no. When was the last time I had points?
All right.
Yeah, here.
Fuck that.
You trying to rub it in over there?
Turn his headphones down.
How many seconds? Yeah, stop turning
my headphones. I'm just kidding.
Right,
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to go with 2 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
All right, 2 seconds.
What's happening here?
Fucking Mickey Mouse operation.
2 seconds.
That's what it is.
2 seconds.
3 seconds.
Okay.
What do we got? 2 and 3?
Yeah.
2, 3.
Fuck me. 4.
All right.
All right.
All right, so I'm up.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Go ahead. It's Crash Man.
Wow.
The one, the only Crash Man.
Wow.
I hate Crash Man.
Wow.
He's a bitch.
He's a big. He
yeah,
like
I'm
a
not a big fan
too.
Of him.
He's hard.
Yeah. Do
he's
not like
tough
that
without Air Man.
Boxing glove hands.
Okay.
He's got drill hands.
Yeah, drill hands, yeah.
Okay. Next.
My boat. 2.
3.
4.
All right, so I'm first.
Should have went right, 1.
Don't touch my freaking things.
Right. Can I go back?
Take your headphones off.
Can I go back?
No. Take that. No, don't do
can
that.
I bet again?
Don't do that with
no,
the fucking
no.
volume. No.
No, take
just take them off. You can't hear
it's
it.
It's going to bleed, I'm telling you.
No, right, it's
go.
Not.
If
ready?
It bleeds this hear. Time, you never have to do it again.
Right,
ready?
Go ahead.
Ready?
You're right.
I can hear it.
That all was right. 2 seconds?
Yeah. That was 2 seconds too many.
It was Flash Man.
Yeah, there you go.
That didn't sound like 2 seconds.
All right, next time.
I'm going to time this when I listen to the podcast in the future. I'd be like, you shorted me a second, you shit. Oh, I can keep them on.
All right, good job
we
with
need
that.
Our,
so
we need our new
on.
Intern, Mary Jane, to work the
yeah,
sound.
Yeah, we do. Mary on,
it
Jack's
now.
Off tonight. Is it, no. Wait.
Jack's
no,
off?
Jack, it's Mother's
Who's
Day. Jack's off.
Who
oh, Jack's off?
Off?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Jack's off.
Jack's off.
Jack's off. All right.
Jack's me home.
All right, all right. All right, let's get this show on the road. Here we go.
Captain Yinling's in here, though.
Family show.
He was and Mr. Heineken.
That's Professor Heineken to you.
Who's
it's
I
Eric's
think Rory
bit.
Is it
it's
me?
Eric's bit.
All right, freaking 2 seconds, man. I gotta Woo! Get 1 point out
you gotta
of this.
Do something.
We're at we got
five
after
points.
This one we got 3 more.
All right, I'm gonna go 1 second.
Fuck.
Wow,
motherfucker.
3 seconds.
You're never gonna let me get
here
right.
We go.
All right, so I'm up. What was that?
One second is not long.
Was
right?
that a sound effect or was that a song?
I ain't telling you shit.
I'm gonna tell you. He's
you
a quiz
got
master.
1 second, dude. This is what happens.
Holy shit! That was one note.
This is what happens, Ryan.
That's what happens if you roll.
I think that's the when you go to the Wily levels. When he gets in his little spaceship.
Whoopsie daisy!
Right, was that Bill the Butcher? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it was Bill the Butcher.
All right, Eric's next. I'm last.
Hit me, Mike.
You were 2 seconds?
I don't remember.
He was three. No, he was two. He was two.
Just give me five.
I'll give you three.
Right. I'm three.
No, you said four.
You get four.
Yeah, you get four.
All right, ready?
Go ahead. Come on, I need this. Daddy needs this new pair of shoes. That's the ending credit. Hey,
nicely done. Eric is on the board. That's one of the harder ones.
Well, whoopsie doo. Lottie fucking die.
All right. All right. Eric's got one.
Yeah. Now, shouldn't that count as two since it was so hard to get? I think it should count as 2 points.
No, hold on.
Let me think.
Whoopsie.
No.
Judges?
I don't think so, Tim.
I don't think so, Tim.
It was worth a try. It was worth a try.
That's okay. Time reference.
All right.
I love it.
Let's get to the betting.
This episode is brought to you by Ben.
Am I up? 2 seconds.
One.
Wow.
Three, I guess.
Three.
All right. So, Rory.
Here we go. One second. That is... fuck. Heatman?
Whoopsie daisy!
Mother of fucking God.
You didn't get it.
It doesn't matter.
Ah, I knew it! Shit!
I'm up.
Doesn't matter if I hear it.
And you were three?
Three.
Okay.
No, wait. Did I say two or three?
You said two.
Well, whatever. I'm
two.
In the middle.
You said two.
You said two.
Whatever you
Rory
guys
said.
Said
one, I said
yeah, that's right.
Three.
All right. 2 seconds.
I do know it now. I'm
here we
really
go.
Angry.
Two. I don't know.
That's the weapon upgrade.
That's correct.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
You guys are good.
Shit. How about that?
Real. Shit did just get real. I thought that was a stumper.
All right. Am I starting the round of betting?
I don't know.
No, you just did. Rory.
It's my bet. I got to get back 1 second. I got to get back into this.
You got to get back, man.
Two, I guess.
I'll go three.
Ready? Right.
Hit it, Brendan.
Hang on. I just heard it.
Well, that was one.
I'm going to time that. I believe that's the first Wily level in the outdoors. All right,
good.
Which is good. Such a great song. Oh, my God. Is
which
that a
is,
great
by
song?
The way, a mashup of our theme song.
It
right.
Is.
Which Mike redid. Right. In his own light, is in his own vision, which is very impressive.
Just listen to that for a second.
Yeah.
It's very good.
God, that's hot.
Mm-hmm. It's hot.
It
that's
does it
good
for
stuff.
Me. It really does it for me.
I'm just thinking about item number three, climbing the walls and shit.
Climb the ladder, jump over.
I fucking love
folks,
it.
This is our last one.
Oh, all right.
What is the score?
Eric 1, Ryan 5, Rory 2.
Jeez.
So Ryan's got it.
I have this locked up.
Well, yeah, whatever. Maybe. We're doing it for formality.
Wait, this
for
whoever gets this gets 20 points.
Ooh.
I flipped it.
You can't flip
you
it.
You see what I did there? I flipped it. I flipped it on everyone.
Nice.
Like Jeff said, we got item 4, Ryan. You like that? He
son
made a new one.
Bitch. All right. Who starts the round of betting on this
I
one?
Do. 1 second.
Okay.
All right. 4 seconds.
Half a second.
Wow.
No, I can't do that.
No.
Now 2 seconds. I can't do a fraction.
You ready?
Yes. Woodman?
Whoopsie daisy!
Sorry.
Did you hear it, Roy?
No.
All right. Well, I'm last anyway, so you go.
It doesn't matter. You win.
Okay.
You win. My streak is broken.
I play until the buzzer goes the fuck off.
Ready?
No quitters.
That is when you're fighting a boss and they're getting life. Yes.
There it is. And that closes out.
Holy shit.
There we go.
Name that Mega Man 2.
So that is Ryan is the winner.
Victory!
So
congrats, Ryan. Yo.
It feels good. Fist bump.
Good job. Good job beating
Rory. Put it there.
I have a bad
watch that bionic finger.
Yeah. Rory's like Cobra Kai now.
Yeah.
We're rooting against every time. Sweep the leg. You know what I mean?
The crane kick is illegal. You cheated, you little shit, Ralph Macchio.
Nope, not if we have a broken appendage. We can do whatever style we want.
He did. They specifically said in the movie, you cannot leave your feet, and that's exactly what the crane kick is. He left his feet. He cheated.
Nobody cares. He's the hero. He's already got a broken appendage.
We have rules that are set back in ancient Joe.
They sweep the leg. That was illegal.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want
Shall we get into the main topic?
Let's get into it. Mega Man 2.
Thank you. bass line right there.
Yeah, let it play out.
Oh boy, shit's getting real. Guitar scrape.
Oh yes, Mega Man 2. That's the title theme. This game came out in 1988 and it was put out by Capcom. Great game. Great game.
Great game.
So that's our podcast.
Thanks for listening. Yeah.
Thank you. Good night. This game, Mike, you talked about it right at the beginning of the show. Oh, we ended.
Oh, yeah, the show's over.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. To this. You can find us on Outlet.
Ryan said it all.
Yeah, this game, really, when I was a kid, when the first time I played this game, I rented it. And it was before I ever played Mega Man 1. Mm,
was good.
And yeah, when I played this, this was one of those games I woke up at like 6 in the morning, 5:45 in the morning, just to play
fucking
on
hell,
Saturday.
Yep.
Before school.
Yep.
Like this is when I went, I fucking love Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So guys, time's yours.
I mean, yeah, what was everyone's kind of like first impression? Now, Eric, were kind of...
I was
newer.
I was damaged
by the first one.
I got damaged by the first one. I rented the first one when I was a kid, right. And I was damaged. It was silly. It was an abomination. Okay, and now it's history, and it had to happen. And I didn't play it till about 10 years ago. Was the first time I even bothered because I always thought Mega Man. Those games are shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Mega Man 1 fucked me up so bad because it was so bad. Long story. Anyway. Mega Man 2 is, I don't know, is it the best, is it the most improved, like, to a sequel from the first one of any game ever, maybe? I don't know.
It could be.
I mean, I'm just off the top, I would have to think about it. I'm sure
I mean,
there
from
are.
A game, from a game that...
That uses the same mechanics,
here you
yes,
go. I'm a fan of the first one.
Right.
I think it has its flaws.
Right.
But I wouldn't argue your point at all. Mm. So, with that being said, going from the first one, which I think is...
Devious.
A C to a C-minus game,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a fan of that game.
Wow, okay, so yeah.
To the second one, which I think is an A, borderline A-plus game.
Okay.
There's, in my opinion, there's really, on the NES, there's really not much wrong with Mega Man 2.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Crash Man, Wily level boss is the only bad sign.
And we'll talk about that. But, we'll nitpick the game. Like we should get it out on the table. Well, we're all fans of the game.
It's not perfect.
Yeah.
I mean,
right,
no
exactly,
game is perfect.
Exactly. I mean, we're all fans of the game. We're all going to like sit
here and
so we'll nitpick it. But
never got the NC-17 rating.
I just remember the first time playing the game and the idea of I could choose my level. Because I didn't play the first one. I didn't play the first one either.
Okay.
So this was the first game I ever played that I could choose my level. It was the first game I ever played where I could go backwards if I wanted to. You know, it wasn't because I was used to Mario Brothers
where
you moved on and then that was it.
Mm.
It was the first game I ever played where there were several music tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Like each boss had
And they're all awesome.
And each level was its own theme. It wasn't like I had to play this overworld level of Mario and then go into a water level and then that was, you know, and you kind of like just go back and forth or whatever. This was almost like 10 or 12 different settings that were all
amazing.
Good. I mean, the fourth Wily level is a pain in the ass, but I mean, they're all really good and they're fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Each one is difficult enough. But they're all fair.
Right, right. And the replay value in this game is
huge.
Like, I never got sick of this game as a kid. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
The first thing you notice about the game, graphics, right away. Right from the get-go. Right from the stage select screen.
Especially in, like, 88. That was a lot of...
impressive. Yeah.
It really was, for 88.
Right.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And did you guys know that this was, like, a passion project?
Yes. Yeah, it was like a side deal, right?
They were to work on other Capcom projects, and they were to do this... on their free time. This was all free time stuff.
They didn't get paid to make this game?
I don't know what that... I mean, that's what they said. They said this was all on their free time.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Well, the first one didn't get any acclaim, I guess, because it was so goddamn awful. Right? So they figured, you know, we're not going to invest money into this. If you guys really want to make Mega Man 2, do it on your own fucking
time.
Think
about the other games that Capcom was making in the 80s. They were still in the arcade, so remember that too. Although there might have been different teams. But a lot of the properties at that time were kind of borderline forgettable, and you would have to look them up. If you weren't our age, you would have to look them up like on Wikipedia or Google Images, like Gun.Smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
The cowboy shooter game, or like the speed rumbler, or like all these other games that are just not, honestly, they don't hold a candle to this.
No, definitely not.
The jump in fidelity, as we talked about, between the first game and to this one is night and day between the sprite work and the music level. Mm-hmm. This was the first one that I played too. Mm-hmm. And the ability to switch between levels in any order you want. And the puzzle element where you had to guess, I mean, pre-internet, you had to figure out who to beat with who. Like, Metal Man, for some reason, is like Jesus. He, like, knocks out, like, 10 people.
A little overpowering, yeah.
He knocks out himself.
He kills himself in one blade, which is hysterical.
If you play it on difficult, it's two.
The metal blade is love. Blades. The metal blade is life. It just wrecks everything, man.
It really does. Yeah. As soon as you get, I mean, most people will start with Metal Man to get the weapon right away.
That's what I do.
You can essentially forget about the Mega Buster once you get that weapon.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. All you have to do is worry about replenishing it.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? They're very fair with weapon drops. Now, if you, we should real quick talk about
tanks.
That was a huge ad. Mm. But we should real quick talk about the difference between when you first start the game, was it normal mode and then difficult mode?
Yes. Right.
So real quick, difficult mode just, limits the amount of, energy pellets that enemies drop, and it kind of doubles up all the enemies'
damage.
Hits. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So like if Woodman takes 4 Metal Blade hits, he'll take 8.
Yeah, and also like they'll have almost like a different attack. Like the enemy will have a different attack. Like what used to kill them, they have like a backup attack in difficulty.
What?
You have to insult them too. Tell them they're fat. And nobody loves them.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah. All right. You know the can things, the cans in metal level, in Metal Man's level.
Oh, that. Yeah.
So that'll, normal. If you hit the head, the whole thing dies.
Right.
Okay. Difficult. If you hit it, the cans fly apart.
Right.
And if you're too close, you'll get hit.
You'll get hit.
And there's a lot of enemies like that.
It's my understanding that the Japan version of
this. I thought you meant the bosses.
Which is Rockman. There's only the difficult, and they added normal mode for American kids.
Yes. Right. Correct.
Because of the god awful time we had with the first one, but you guys didn't have to put up with that. But yeah,
right, no.
That's why they made it a normal mode.
But you know, the difficult mode isn't really that much more difficult. It really isn't.
Not for the
you have to take your time a little bit more.
You have to be careful on your E tanks.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just use E tanks like willy nilly,
Which is the interesting thing. Throughout the game, depending on what order you play the game in, stuff like E tanks won't be accessible. If you don't have certain items.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Oh, so that's also a neat thing about the game. You're like, when you're a kid, you're going, how the fuck do I get that E-tank?
Right.
There's no, and you think it's a joke.
Right.
As you get older, you're like, oh, it's not a joke.
You
There's another way to
it
get
out.
It.
It's,
right.
Do we talk about Rockman when we talked about Mega Man 1 episode, how like it's a pun on paper, rock, scissors?
We did.
Mm-hmm. Did we? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You know what's cool about this game, too, and I'm not sure if other Mega Man games followed this. It definitely didn't follow this in the first one. The first one, there's an obvious order that you need to take. With this one, certain weapons, like this, like Metal Man will kill
Flash Man,
4 different robots.
Bubble Man.
Yeah.
Woodman will kill like 2 different robots. So you don't have to follow that specific order. Where in Mega Man 1, generally it's Bomb Man, then it's Guts Man, then it's Cut Man.
Do you think that's almost like a fault or an oversight that Metal Man's that strong? The Metal Blade's that strong?
They
definitely ramped it down for every consecutive Mega Man.
Yeah.
Except for, well, in 9, which is kind of its own thing because it's kind of like the revitalization of Mega Man or classic Mega Man versus Mega Man X. And like the Splash Woman Trident is very useful during the game, but for most boss fights, it's not that
it's
useful.
It's worthless.
But for the entire time I'm playing Mega Man 9, I was using the Trident rather than the pea shooter.
Okay.
Because it's such an effective weapon and it clears the whole screen.
So it's different than Metal Blade that you could just blast through and get to the boss and kill them.
I mean, Metal Blade, it's awesome to have like an easy badass mode where you can shoot in 8 directions, but they took that.
Can you imagine what that boss is thinking? And it goes through weapons or it goes through enemies.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you could just wipe out the whole fucking screen with that weapon.
Can you imagine what the boss is thinking? He's in the room with the door shut and he hears the fucking blades swing. Like he hears the blades outside. He's like, oh fuck, he's got the Metal Blade out. I'm done.
He fucking killed Metal Man. Shit.
It does change the whole dynamic of the game though. It almost puts it on easy easier mode, like easier
sure.
than normal.
Yeah, it does.
It's almost, if you get the Metal Blade first, it's like, all right, now we're on easy mode. It's easy, normal, and difficult now.
Right.
But I don't give a fuck. I get it every time.
Did you ever try beating it without Metal Blade?
No.
I did it this week.
Oh, you beat it without Metal Blade.
Oh, with, well, I mean,
you still have to get it.
You have to get it.
But you have to get it.
I tried to beat the game with Mega Buster only.
Mm.
No, you can't do it. You have to use Crash Man on the one. You have to use Bubble Man on Wily. But I got through everything else with the Mega Buster.
Pretty good.
Have you ever used Crash Man's bombs on Flash Man? The person, I believe that's who it's supposed to be used on, technically.
I thought it was Quick Man.
Is it Quick Man?
I think it is. I think it's Quick Man.
I thought you used Flash Man on Quick Man.
You do. Well, there you go. There's another example of you can use
that's
two weapons.
That's what I usually do, yeah.
I thought the Crash Bombs were for Flash Man.
It could also be for Flash Man as well.
Flash Man still stops Quick Man, so that it basically puts him like, it freezes him, right?
He's so quick.
He can't hit him.
And by the way, there's something I love
it hurts him.
There's something I love to do. I love to, like, you know, I'll fight him with the regular pea shooter, the Mega Buster.
Quick Man?
Yeah, but halfway.
Okay.
And then when I get his health down to halfway, I put the flash stop on.
You
want to
see him squirm. Oh.
But I try to get him while he's on, like, the floor.
Right.
And
right.
he's, like, facing me. And I just like to, like, just stare at his face while he fucking blows up.
Let's take in this moment.
Stare him in the eyes.
I do. I'm just going to watch you fucking squirm Mike, and blow the fuck up.
Mike just appears in his eyes. He's like, I fucked your mother last night. Yeah. You boomerang wearing motherfucker.
Mike just looks at it. It's like Crocodile Dundee when he stares down the bull.
Yeah.
And the bull just bows down.
He's a bitch, though, without... he's tough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Quick Man's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, he really is.
I hate playing Quick Man. I can't stand.
Yeah, you got to stop.
He just jumps around the whole fucking time. He's jumping in.
And he throws those boomerangs.
Yeah. I actually don't like Airman the most.
His level sucks.
Airman,
I hate his level.
His level really drives me nuts. He's also like a clunky fat ass, and I just don't like his sprite. And I don't like the wind coming at me. Like that reminds me of DuckTales, like the way that the wind sprites come at you.
You know what bothers me about Airman? First of all, I mean, if you just stay in the one spot, he's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
You just stay behind him and just fucking whatever weapon
you
have.
If you get behind him, you can cheese his ass.
But what bothers me about Airman is that he throws one...
cloud,
one of those things, and it's you have to get hit. Mm-hmm. Like the two others, there's three forms that he throws. One of them you have to get hit. The other two you can dodge, and that does bother me. Yeah. Let me at least give me some sort of a chance,
even if it's almost impossible to not get hit. Make there a way to
and there is no way. There's that one thing, and sometimes he'll throw that pattern. That's what I was looking for. That pattern. He'll throw that pattern like three times in a row, and you've gotten hit three times.
So the minutia
that does kind of bother me.
Airman's level, it pissed me off until I realized, what is it, the number two gun, right, that creates a platform for you?
That's one. Two is
that's
the
one,
jet.
The number one gun, that's right.
Yeah, two's the jet.
So the number one gun, I would every time, you would make a jump from one edge to the other, and a little spike comes up on the edge of those platforms.
Yeah.
Well, finally, it took me like a gajillion times fucking it up to realize that if you jump and then create a platform between the two platforms with the spikes on the corner, you just jump over you wind up getting far enough in the middle of the gap
that
you can jump over the spike.
Yeah.
I never thought about it. Well, you know what? I've never had Heatman's weapon because you get that from Heatman.
Oh, okay.
I never. I always usually fight Heatman towards the end.
Oh, okay.
I save Heatman for last.
Yeah, I usually go like Heatman or Crashman last.
Heatman looks like a Zippo with boxing gloves on.
I always loved. When I was a kid, I always loved like the Heatman sprite. Like, he's got fire coming up from
his,
level music is like,
the music drives me nuts.
That's like the one song, cause it's like the same.
Yeah.
It's not very long.
That's probably the worst song in the game. Is it? Or am I just missing something?
That's a pretty bad one.
The Wily levels have some shit.
The Wily level 3 and 4.
Yeah, they kind of drop off at the end there.
Yeah.
Heatman's level, a lot of the guys with the flaming heads.
That's Quick Man.
Oh, is that Quick Man?
Yeah. Heatman's level is the disappearing blocks
without lava. The time stopper.
Oh, it's very difficult.
Quick Man's level is really obnoxious with the beams.
Nah,
that come
you can do it. Come on,
you
come
can
on,
do
get
it.
Real. Get real.
You can.
You can use Flash Man.
It's
Flash
Man. It's
you don't have to use
Flash
Man.
Stop. I would never try to jump.
You have to. You have to land in the right spot to get an extra second shaved off. Like it's all about your landing.
Yeah. Fuck that level. I always use Flash Man. It's my least favorite level. It's pointless. It shouldn't exist.
Yeah, just go Flash.
Ha ha, Flash. Here we go.
Drop right down.
Dropping down.
Yeah.
So you don't look Quick Man in the eye when he dies.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's very satisfying.
You could grind on those walkers and get
Fuck that.
The ammo back.
Yeah.
Well, first off, the walker, the tall things, yeah, they're a pain in the ass. I stay away from those things. Well, I'll take a hit and just
airman.
Get the hell past
if you
them.
Have airman, you can
yeah, I know
shot.
Airmail. But on Flashman's level, sometimes I do Flashman before Metalman, as like the first level I play. And you have nothing. And right before you fight Flashman, these guys are right there. There's two of them.
You know what's funny? You ever use the wrong weapon on them and they just chink off?
Yeah, I love that sound. Yeah.
Like you hit them with a metal blade, which is kills everything, and it just goes chink, and it goes off. Or like you hit them with bubble and it just goes chink, and it goes right off. And they're like, oh, was that you? Was that somebody here? We didn't notice. Yeah. Also, we're in a giant walker. Fuck you.
One of the other great things about the game is, you know, the ability to just change suits, you know, the midstream. Colors. Right. And you could just change weapons as you're playing the game, you know. So it's not like you have to wait till you die or anything like that.
I'm not aware.
That was one of the first games that I can think of that you could do something.
I'm not aware of any other games that have like the color scheme of your character changed depending on the weapon you're using.
And which almost, is nice. It does.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, it's a great way to visually show you that you're not using the standard weapon.
Sure.
It's it's a great shorthand.
No, absolutely. I think so.
I can't think of another game where you change weapons and you're now a different color.
Well, no, I was also Mario thinking, Brothers? How many other games...
All right, yeah, Mario.
I mean, yeah, your sprite's a little different, I guess. That's true.
How many other games do you fight bosses to gain a weapon to beat another boss? Was Mega Man one of the first to do that?
Yeah.
You know?
And that was really appealing when you were a kid. I mean, that was like a...
It's different.
Like, it gave you an incentive to...
Experiment.
Well, not only that, but like, I really want to beat this boss because whatever this boss's weapon is I want this.
Right.
And remember how excited you were when you finally beat the fucking boss and you got the weapon? You're like, yes, what is this fucking thing? Well, or how disappointed you were when you're like, wow, bubble lead is garbage.
You get all the way to the boss and like, again, pre-internet time, you didn't know you weren't really sure. You get up there and if Metal Blade didn't work, you were like, well, fuck, it's just like this now.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was younger, there was like a long time where I refused to believe that Bubble Lead would kill Heat Man. I don't know why, because I remember I was with my friend.
You were in denial?
It's just science.
Well, it doesn't work. That's the thing. I kept saying, I was like, no, it's Bubble Lead. It's lead. It's not going to fucking like, he's heat and it's just going to bounce off of him. It's lead. He was like, let's just do it. And it like killed him in like three shots. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it is funny how everyone used to try to make some kind of real life connection. So how the weapons would beat and why. You know what I mean?
Right. Sometimes it doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
But in this game,
it only works for like a few.
In this game, I think they did pretty good where it did make sense. Like obviously, Metal Man.
Why does the Wood Man Leaf Shield kill Air Man? That doesn't make sense.
Sure, it
does. Air blows Leaf.
I agree with you, Rory. It should be the opposite.
Air blows Leaf.
No, it's a big leaf. You're stopping the fucking wind.
Leafs can block wind. Like in the summertime when there's leaves on the trees, it's less windy. It's less windy.
The leaves go flying.
This is Leaf Shield.
Right. Right.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
Right. So if you go out in an area like where there's no trees, it's windier because there's no leaves.
All right. Pop quiz, Hotshot.
Yes.
Who's your favorite Mega Man 2 robot master?
Heat Man.
Heat Man.
Yeah.
Eric.
Man, I don't know.
Well, look at the shirt.
Let's see.
We have Mike's shirt.
They're all assholes. I like Crash Man. I like Crash Man's weapon.
All right.
I'm going with Crash Man.
I like Woodman.
Yeah, you
I
like.
Love, I think I bounce. I love
take out Woodman.
I got to take Woodman. Woodman is like he's awesome. A wild card. He's like the Murdoch of the team because they don't know how he fits in, but he's there.
So you easy understand? To kill. He's just stupid.
He's not stupid.
By the way, he's one with the forest and the animals at a full charge, even on difficult. Two shots. Yeah,
he don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck. Okay, he comes out. He's like beating his wood chest. He's like, I don't know why I'm made of wood. Yeah. I'm a fucking robot.
I don't know why I'm in this game.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, by the way,
he wastes time. He puts the leaf shield up so you can't hit him, and then he has them shimmy down the side. They can come down quickly. He chooses not to because he don't give a fuck.
He's better than every enemy in the
first
game.
He doesn't even have toes. He just has stumps. He's just like a copy because he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, everybody else has boots. Why the fuck is he?
He's balls deep in your mother on Mother's Day, okay? He's wood man.
Long wood.
Hardwood.
Long hardwood.
Hardwood.
Mr. Roundtree. This game to us is easy because we've played it for so long, but it's really not an easy game.
No,
if you were to sit down and play this, you've never played it before. Mm-hmm. And
it's easier than one, but it's not
a challenging game. It's not difficult.
Well, it's hard to figure out the order and how you have to beat the boss. It's like you wouldn't just fly through it on your third time.
I think someone who picked this up right away could probably finish it in a casually could finish it in a week.
I don't know. But the hardest, the hardest part about it is knowing there are certain weapons that kill certain bosses in one or two hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you don't know that. Would drag it on a whole lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, otherwise you're trying to kill everyone with the Master Blaster, or you go in there... Master Blaster.
We all let that slide, too.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for that. You know, if you go in there and go, oh, the boomerang didn't work. Shit. Oh, the flash crash bombs didn't work. Oh, shit. So you would die a lot trying to figure out what the hell. And then you could have not even gotten the weapon that kills him in three shots.
Right.
Right.
You know?
But also, if you never played it, you wouldn't know how to get the E-tanks that are out of reach.
Well, you don't need.
You know what I'm saying.
You don't need them, though.
But there's
a lot of E-tanks that are in reach.
Well, I guess you're not going to get all of them because no matter how you play the game, you're always not going to be able.
I mean, you can only carry four.
That's right. True.
You know,
so it's not like you.
You
can
know
really
what's great
save.
About this, and again, it's not to its fault because it didn't exist yet. There's no filler levels between the Wily levels,
seriously,
and the actual like first round with the robot
it's
master.
It's such a fair game, yeah. It just doesn't drag on.
From three on, they started adding these filler levels, and it's just like
you don't want to play it.
You don't need these.
Yeah, those dock robot levels in three. Three's a great game too, and you know I'm sure at some point we'll get around to that one. But there's those dock robot masters, and you're just like, I don't want to go through. I just beat all the normal ones. Just can I get to the castle? And two does that. You beat all the normal robot masters.
But,
and
I mean,
you move
two, it came as an idea for three. They're like, hey, you know what's awesome? Let's add more shit, and we'll put all the Mega Man 2 bosses again back in it.
Yeah, and they're harder.
They're harder, and they don't use the sprites. They just have like their ghost come down and possess like this like clean slate droid kind of robot like.
Half-assed.
It's the same. It is kind of lame.
It is.
Lame.
And they use the same levels. Like, well, it's not like the same exact levels.
It's pretty much the same. Like, they might change a couple of sprites and it's broken up. Like, they're trying to give you the impression
it's just unnecessary.
Mega Man housed that shit.
You know what I always liked about this game? I don't know why. It's something stupid in the game. I always loved the energy meter, like the life bar. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
And probably because it was one of the first games you played when you had one.
Yeah, and it was a real neat thing to have. And for some reason, me and my friend, we called them pills.
Oh, they look like pills. They look like pills. They do, yeah.
Yeah, it was always like a neat, like, thing.
Did he OD? Is your friend dead? Because when you're a kid,
I would never think that.
Like pills. We need more pills.
I thought he was talking about the game the whole fucking time.
I found these drugs on the train. Should I take them? I need an E-tank.
I'm like, what?
Never take drugs if your parents aren't there.
Hey, Wally, I found some booze in my dad's locker. Should I drink it?
Let's get drunk and screw.
Did we?
That's Wally Bear and the No Gang, by the way. We're not just coming up with
great
that
game.
Out of nowhere.
Classic.
Oh, yes.
That's a great game.
Oh, legendary.
There's great some game. Kid with like a stepdad named Wally. He's like,
we'll have to
you
do
know
an,
Wally?
We'll have to do an entire episode on Wally Bear.
I refuse. I won't be here that day.
That'll be next April Fool's.
Fuck Wally Bear.
Did we mention the Wily levels at all yet?
No, let's get into
All right, let's get into some Wily stuff.
I want to mention some things I don't like about getting
Wily?
Into the Wily action.
Okay.
The one where
we're all out of time.
Let's talk about
how
real quick. For
it isn't perfect.
We'll talk about how you get there first. It's real simple. You just have to beat all the bosses.
Robot masters.
And you move on to the Wily levels.
Oh, speaking of that, I hated that at first.
What?
The idea that you had... I was like, I beat all these guys' asses and I got to do it again? And I thought that sucked, but as I play it and get older and play other games.
It.
Yeah, I think it was clever.
You mean the boss?
I think it added depth.
The boss rush at the end.
Okay. Where you have to beat everyone.
You're also really powered up at that point.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, and they're nice enough when you do defeat one, they give you an energy pellet that you can refill.
Which they didn't in one, assholes.
No, and not only that, they made you go through a fucking level.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Assholes.
But go ahead, Eric.
I don't know where the fuck I was. What were we talking about?
You were talking about
what
you didn't like about the Wily.
You're talking about these pills you found
you're
in
falling
the garage.
Down. That's why I can't remember anything, because all the fucking pills. And when you were falling in that one level with the spikes on the wall, where there's spikes everywhere, the little spike balls. Okay, I thought that was bullshit. Also, when you have the five cannons, there's five cannons, and you have the crash bombs.
He's talking about the third Wily level.
The fourth. The boss in the fourth level.
Right, and you have to land every fucking... flash bomb exactly or
dude,
crash
I,
bomb
I hate
I'm sorry
that. I dread
exactly.
I have done it I dread it
oh I did it it took me 15 fucking times
with the stave states I have practiced it but
oh,
you can't do it
15 fucking
so here's the thing I'm glad you brought this up so I watched a let's play of this guy on YouTube and it was a great let's play and he was playing the game blind so in other words he's never played any Mega Man game before. And it was good. Like, he was, the first level he tried was Heat Man, and he was just dying over and over. And he cut it up, and so it was interesting. So he gets to the gun turrets. I forget the real name of the boss. So he gets to the gun turrets.
Garbage bomber.
He gets to the gun turrets, and what he did was he filled up everything, and he save stated before he went into the room.
Right, likewise.
So when he went into the room, he did all his shit, and he would die, and he would come back out. Now, what happened was, if you go in there and you don't save state, and you blew up any kind of walls, those walls are gone when you come back in.
Yes.
Oh, what the fuck? I didn't know that.
But when you save state, well, they're all back. So now, as you save stated, you're forced to do it perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's why it took me so long.
Usually what I do when I play, and you wouldn't know to do this, you know, but when I play that level, you know, when you start, there's two big energy pellets there to fill up your weapons. Mm-hmm. I always leave them there because I know that I'm going to fuck up. I know how to do it. You have to get like the one thing and go up there and hit that. And then you have to fall down and get number three and come up. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. It's not
and
fun.
I
at
do
all.
Have, I it's really it's not. And you know what? That,
it's
that,
out of place too.
That boss, I don't, I, that's okay. Mm. I don't mind that. That it's like a robot, like it's a weird. It's a thing rather than like it's a robot.
They could have cut one of the walls out.
And yes,
it's either that, either cut a gun out, or don't make it that, like, don't make it that just the crash bomb kills that
the guns. Yeah,
or make it so if I do die, or if I do it perfectly, make it so that I still have two or three crash bombs left. Mm-hmm. If you do that thing perfectly, you're out of crash bomb. It's gone. Yeah. That I have a problem with.
You cannot miss one shot.
Right.
And I also, don't think it's a bad. There's another YouTube reviewer that I watch. I'll say his name. His name's Some Call Me Johnny. It's a good channel.
Okay.
So he reviewed this game. It was a great review. And at the end, he said that this was a bad design. And I disagree with him. I think the design was okay. Mm-hmm. But I thought I don't know what you would call it. The fact that you didn't have enough crash bombs or that there were too many guns, that was the problem I had. I like that it was a puzzle.
On the original NES version, the cart version, you don't have this issue on emulators, but there's so much bullshit going on in that level that Mega Man actually disappears.
Oh, the sprite flickering.
The sprite actually disappears. Yeah. Yeah. And that's like what Rory was saying. It's like, you knew that. Like, why didn't you just take one fucking gun out? You just take one fucking cannon out.
Or a wall.
You wouldn't have,
it could be. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be an action enemy. Yeah, it could be a wall.
It's too much information going on at the same time.
There's a glitch I'd like to talk about with that boss.
Please do.
If I may.
With the
gun turrets.
Oh, okay, yeah, good.
So, if you're standing in the middle, or wherever you are, it doesn't matter, because whenever they shoot the guns, it's going towards you. Right. Mm-hmm. If you can see, because you know when they start to flash faster?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When they start to flash faster and they're about to shoot, just start hitting the pause button over and what'll happen is the bullets will go right through you.
Whoa.
And won't even hit you.
No shit.
Oh,
little very glitch nice. There.
Wow, a little news that? You can
little
use.
Glitch, yep.
Yeah, life pro tip.
I, of course, don't use that.
No, you would never.
No.
No, you
I
would know, never.
I wouldn't think so.
Never do that. We have a way to verify that, too. Yeah.
You know what I love? The dragon chase.
Yeah, that's cool.
That scared the shit out of me when
fun.
I was a little kid.
Yeah, it just appears out of nowhere and he's chasing God. You. Yeah.
I fell right off the fucking thing when I first. And you know what? That thing, I think, kills you in one hit if you
I believe if you touch
if you touch it mm-hmm. yeah it's one hit kill
mm-hmm. Well, he's a dragon, a robot dragon.
It's true.
You feel like you have to move faster than you really do, but it'll adjust.
But this,
you know what I mean,
and it starts to scroll.
Oh yeah, yeah,
automatically.
Yeah, yeah, it, you know, scrolls on its own. You race, you don't really have to race, Ryan's right, but you get all the way there and then he like does one shot at you and then you fall off the fucking edge.
Right.
Yeah. You panic and you're like, you overcompensate and you
freak
like,
out. But you know what, once you play that boss like once or twice, he's not so bad.
No, it's the same with like the giant bulldozer, the third level boss.
Yeah, that boss is a joke.
It's a joke because you hit him with like three quick boomerangs and he's down.
Yeah,
you're just like, wow, I think you guys should have worked a little harder on this
one. Yeah, that one was just, even that whole level, like those spikes, that's the hard part of the level, but the thing is that level's not long.
No.
Once you pass those spikes, you're done.
Yeah, but also the jumping. I jumped into them a lot too. I never do well with spikes on ceilings in any game.
That's a tough section.
Any game, yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough section. I don't mind. See, the reason I don't mind that is because it's at the end of the game.
Right.
Like in Mega Man 1, they would put that shit like in the during the regular.
Well, there were spikes. Bubble Man's level had spikes.
Yeah, but they were easy to avoid.
Yeah. That's a fun level. I like that level. I like Bubble Man.
I actually like all of the levels.
Fun.
I really do.
Yeah, I can't think.
There's no Iceman, thank God.
Yes,
yeah, don't have to deal with that.
The only one is like Flashman, and if you, I think Flashman is the only level. Correct me if I'm.
You do slide a little bit.
That there's no one hit kills or one hit deaths. There's no like pitfalls in that level. There's no spikes in that level. There's no lava in that level.
I'm not aware of any holes you can fall in.
Yeah, there's not.
It's a good level to start with, even though it is ice and you're flying all around, but. It's one of the best songs in the game.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
What's your guys? What's your favorite music in the game? There's Flashman.
It's all like rock. I mean, it's like metal. Like,
it just could be a metal band.
These are longer songs.
My favorite, I think, the most epic song is the one our show opens with. That Mike covered.
You know.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a great one.
That's the best, dude. It's so intense.
It is awesome.
You know what's crazy with that song? You know what's awesome about that song is it layers itself.
Yeah.
Like it's essentially it's a three chord progression.
Okay.
I know no one like probably knows what I'm talking
Mike's
about, and that's fine.
Some people,
but it's a three chord progression, and they. The main theme is that okay, and then they put that main theme in the background while they put like another melody on top of it, so it like just enhances everything. And then when they do that, they like reverse the chord progression, so like it turns into like a more intense feel to it. Like it's a really, and all it is just cycling around three chords.
It's a really good song, that Flashman song.
Dude,
it's a,
we were talking about
the Wiley one.
Oh, you're talking about the Wiley. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Play it, Mike.
Yeah, hold on.
You have it there?
Yeah.
Oh, you probably don't.
So this is your main theme. Let's just check it out for a second.
Yeah, let's let it roll. I mean, for Nintendo, this is a long song.
Dude, don't you just want to run through a fucking wall right now? I mean, seriously, you just want to get a baseball bat.
The shit out of this place.
I want to get a baseball bat, and I'm going to go to the neighbor's house, and I'm going to wreck his fucking car right now.
No, this section has two different... This is a little different, but then it goes back. Now here, it's in the background, but there's a new melody on top of it.
And it changes again,
and it'll change again right here. New melody, but the old melody's still going on in the background. Then here's where the chord progression goes backwards. Wait. No, this is... Sorry, this is... this is the transition. Leads up, transition, backwards. It feels more intense.
Yeah.
The bass line right there.
Yeah.
Really epic song.
The time they took to make these songs.
It's amazing.
Game.
I like Bubble Man. Bubble Man's got decent music.
All of the songs are not like, they're okay. They're really good. I mean, there's maybe two.
What's that?
Like Heat Man and Wily level 3 and 4, where it's like, all right, that I could live without.
I agree.
You know, but Heat Man's level would be like an amazing song in like fucking Bubble Bobble.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. And I will say about one, that's the only thing. That had good music, too. One had good music. On this level, but had really good music.
Not like this.
Three did, too. Three had really good music.
Memorable stuff.
Yeah. Some people would put it up against this one.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally think this is the best.
Personally.
I like three,
Crash
too.
Man's
this is best.
Pretty
this is better.
Memorable. Crash Man's.
I love Crash Man.
Yeah.
Very memorable.
Yeah, by the way, real quick, with Crash Man's level, you know what's... Going back and forth between one and Mega Man 1 and Mega Man 2, in Elec Man's level is another one where you're just going up.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is if you get hit, you'll fall like four fucking screens.
So unfair.
With Crash Man, you might fall, but they've actually put things to stop you from falling more screens.
They knew they fucked you. They're like, this will help.
They just learned from their mistakes.
They totally did. But I mean, nobody learned more than them. That's what I mean. The improvement is dramatic.
When I played it recently, falling off all those ladders and going back down, I was fucking up a lot. And I've played the game a million times.
Mega Man 2. Yeah. Oh, and Crash Man?
Yeah, and I don't know what the fuck was going on, man. I was having a hard problem.
You're having a hard time.
Bad Mega Man 2.
I don't know. You were probably drunk as shit.
Dude, I was going out of my mind. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Do you guys think this game still holds up?
Absolutely.
So if like a 15-year-old were to play it, do you think he would enjoy it? He or she would enjoy it.
These fucking kids these days.
Mega Man 8 and 9 or 9 and 10.
These kids are so spoiled by the visuals, dude. I don't know.
You don't think so?
Although
really?
They like the phone games. So
well,
the phone games don't have a whole
lot
of... Yeah, you're right. A lot of the phone games do. They might.
What do you think?
So, I mean, I think the game...
A fun game is a fun really game. I don't know that it matters.
That's true. Well, it should be.
I think
be.
The game really holds up. And yeah. I don't think that's nostalgia. I think...
I agree.
It is... It's a beautiful game. It's fun. It's quick. It's got very great design in it. You know, other than like that wild level we talked about, the fourth boss. It's got great design.
Mm-hmm.
It's action packed. It's where you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was one of the first games I ever played where there was, I guess you could call it a twist, but what when Wily turns into the alien.
Yeah, that was crazy.
When that happened, I remember as a kid, I was like, what the fuck is that?
I fucking knew it! Yeah. I knew it!
It scared the shit out of me.
And then he wasn't.
Spoilers. And then the ending when he's like just walking and that Sad. Like really
he's
somber.
He's like the Hulk, he just sees like, things going by. Do you have that music?
I think I do.
The cherry blossoms.
Yeah, when I remember just staring at the screen, and I was kind of like almost like sad, like the game's over. I can't play
that's it.
Anymore.
That's it.
You know what's with the ending where like I assume they're like creators of the game or whatever, but it'll give you it says like number 9 Crash Man, and then it gives like a Japanese dude's name.
I think it's a guy who
designed. Why do they start with number 9?
Okay,
well because the first game they're all numbered sequentially, so like Mega Man 6 they're up to like 70.
That's good like knowledge,
Mega, Mega Man.
I'm not real sure what you mean. What are you talking
Mega
about?
Man is Robot 1.
Roll is 2.
Roll is 2.
Okay,
and then, like, Bomb Man is 3.
Okay, all right. That's good knowledge.
Oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
good knowledge.
And I believe, like, when
Robot
they say
Zero
Airman,
is Proto Man.
Airman 0, you know, whatever. Airman 8 or whatever.
Yeah, 09. I think
like,
it starts with 9.
It'll list a guy's name. That guy, I believe, did the level
created
and the design.
It.
Right, okay. Yeah, he was a designer.
I figured he was a designer. I didn't know why they started with number 9, but that makes total sense now.
Because that's Airman's real name.
What
in
is
real
a designer
life.
Is
number
9?
Who's the designer?
Sega.
Inafuge?
Toki.
I don't know
his name.
Inafuge,
I think
his name
was.
I don't think the Inafune guy designed it. I believe he was a producer.
The guy that made the first game got fired. I promise you that. So whoever made the second game was probably a different guy.
I think the guy's name was John...
For real? Did he get fired?
I don't know, but he should have.
Oh, okay. I think it's the same guy.
I believe his name was John Connor.
Here we go.
Is he sent from the future?
He was from California.
What was his father's name?
What was the company?
Skynet.
Oh,
Skynet. Right. That's Skynet. Right.
So, obviously, I would buy this game.
Fucking right.
It's a I would collect it.
How much is this game worth?
$20.
Collect it.
Is it $20?
It's $20 on a cart. That's yeah, reasonable. $20, $25. I would buy several copies of this, put one in glass.
Absolutely.
Use them as coasters.
No, don't you dare
use them as coasters.
Yeah, this one's a keeper.
Yeah.
The great Mega Man 2.
And it's over, so I'm going to retire now from this podcast.
Yeah, no,
I'm
done. That's no
it.
Need for
that. That's all we were here for. Yeah.
We were Seriously. Waiting. We've been waiting. Jesus.
Get a like guy that knows how to hit the right fucking button. You have no idea how difficult it is to do it over here.
All right, guys. Well, we all said our piece about Mega Man 2. We all good?
We all love it, dude.
We're
we
good.
All all right, love
great
it.
Game.
Yes,
all right, let's
sir.
Close this one out. All right. Well, you can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us at EmulateThis@Outlook.com. Gentlemen, till next week. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to play some Mega Man 2.
I'm going to get in the cooler air. It's hot as shit in this room.
Yeah, we got to get out of the sweatbox.
I'm going to play Dragon Warrior.
Let's take the elevator.
Again.
The elevator action.
Down.
Why do you hate yourself? Are you seeing someone? I mean, really?
It's the way I roll.
You hate yourself.
I'll play Devil's Crush, too.
Devil's Crush is amazing.
Today?
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
I know.
I wasn't doing as great as I've been, though, so we'll see what happens. Oh, that's I'm going to try to get better.